Alabama passes anti-abortion bill.
This bill is designed to go to the Supreme Court.
Ordered out of Iraq.
American diplomatic personnel.
San Francisco blocks facial recognition.
This is a system that is too dangerous to deploy.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Opponents made some noise, but it didn't stop Republican lawmakers in Alabama from passing the most restrictive abortion law in the country. CBS's Jerika Duncan says it's the latest move to spark court action that could lead all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
The bill makes performing an abortion a Class A felony. Doctors would face up to 99 years or life in prison. Unlike measures in other states, it would not punish women receiving abortions.
This bill, to me, appears to be about control.
Democratic State Senator Linda Coleman Madison is one of only four women in the 35-member Senate.
You've never been pregnant. It's the choice of two people.
That's right.
But it seems like only one is being thrown under the bus here.
So far, six states have passed fetal heartbeat bills, banning abortions after 6 weeks, before a woman may even know she's pregnant. The Alabama bill sponsor says it was designed to be contested and ultimately make its way to the now conservative-leaning Supreme Court.
We can't get a heartbeat bill until we get Roe versus Wade revisited and turned over.
But Democrats argue the Alabama bill will disproportionately endanger poor and minority women who already lack access to health care. Only half the state's 67 counties have an obstetrician or doctor who specializes in pregnancy.
And Republicans in Missouri's Senate are going to take up a bill that bans abortions after 8 weeks. A new government report indicates birth rates for women in their teens and 20s hit record lows last year, and that contributed to the lowest overall birth rate in 32 years. New moves overseas by the Trump administration. A call for some Americans in Iraq to leave as tensions rise with its neighbor, Iran. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, this order goes to all non-emergency personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and the American consulate in Erbil. Trump administration officials have in recent days been describing imminent security threats posed by Iran. But many of America's allies aren't buying it. A British general here in Washington told reporters at the Pentagon yesterday that there has been no increased threat from Iranian-backed forces in Iraq or Syria. Yesterday, President Trump denied a New York Times report that his aides are drawing up plans to send up to 120,000 U.S. troops to the region to counter Iran.
We have not planned for that. And if we did that, we'd send a hell of a lot more troops than that.
As Tehran's anger grows over newly reimposed U.S. sanctions, defense officials say it's highly likely that Iran was behind the hull blasting of oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz this week. Steve?
On Capitol Hill, CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us there are now plans in place for additional Senate testimony from Donald Trump Jr. next month.
Trump Jr. will show up, but he'll only be questioned for between 2 to 4 hours behind closed doors by the Senate Intelligence Committee. This agreement struck after the White House and other Republicans criticized the committee's Republican chair, Richard Burr, for issuing a subpoena to compel Trump Jr. to testify. Burr has told colleagues that he had no choice after Trump Jr. backed out of plans for a voluntary interview.
For the first time, an American city has approved a ban on police using facial recognition technology. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
San Francisco turning thumbs down on surveillance using facial recognition technology, legislation written by Supervisor Aaron Peskin after researching it.
This is a technology that misidentified 28 members of the United States Congress and has led to some very dangerous situations.
He says we can have good policing without being a police state. ACLU attorney Matt Cagle.
This is a system that is too dangerous to deploy because it allows the government to track who we are, where we go, and even who we associate with.
The SFPD says it does not currently use the technology. There will be a final vote before the ordinance goes to the mayor for a signature. Steve?
The Coast Guard has found the bodies of two people missing after the collision of two tour planes in Alaska. Six people died, and federal officials say the investigation into the cause of the crash could take months. Jacob Bauer was one of the rescuers on a jet ski who acted within minutes of the crash.
I'm looking at the floats upside down, realize this is a buddy's plane, so jumped into action, jumped off the ski. We started looking around the plane, around the wreckage, swimming around looking for people.
That friend of his, one of the pilots, was one of those who died. New audio has emerged from the American Airlines Pilots Union as pilots confronted a Boeing official after the first of two overseas crashes of 737 MAX jetliners. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the issue was an anti-stall feature that's at the center of the crash investigations.
The pilots at the meeting were angry that system was not disclosed to them until after the first MAX crash.
These guys didn't even know the damn system was on the airplane, nor did anybody else.
The unidentified Boeing official, who does not appear to know he was being recorded, claimed what happened to Lion Air was a once-in-a-lifetime type scenario.
A police officer in Baytown, Texas, is on paid administrative leave after the fatal shooting of Pamela Turner, a black woman who argued with the Latino cop before taking his taser outside her apartment building. CBS's Maria Villarreal.
Neighbors who saw the violence escalate say Turner had mental health issues.
The community knows that.
Turner's stepdaughter, Ashanta Rubin, says Turner was schizophrenic.
Police knew that?
Yeah.
Multiple witnesses say the officer lives in the same apartment complex as Turner.
Was there knowledge that she had some sort of mental issue?
I don't know that to be diagnosed fact.
Baytown Police Lieutenant Steve Doris says Turner resisted arrest.
Does her mental capacity, though, play a role in this?
Those are things that we have to look into. But again, that mental capacity does not negate the fact that she took our officer's taser from him. She resisted arrest.
The New Orleans Pelicans won the NBA's draft lottery. It's thought Duke sensation Zion Williamson will be the first pick in next month's selection of top talent. The Memphis Grizzlies will pick second, the New York Knicks third. No host, no problem when it comes to the biggest of all awards shows. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
ABC says next year's Oscars may also be hostless. The head of the network's entertainment division, Carrie Burke, saying, "I believe we will not mess with that format to the best of our ability." Though Burke also says she's not saying yes or no to the idea of Jimmy Kimmel hosting the Oscars in 2020. But they may not want to mess with a good thing. This year's Oscars telecast was up in the ratings at a time when many award shows have seen a drop. This year, the show broke with tradition, going without a host, instead having groups of stars introduce the categories. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Well, British broadcaster ITV has canceled a long-running show that pits guests against each other over things like infidelity and addiction after one died in an apparent suicide a week after taping an episode. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.